Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. Hello, hello. This is Pat. Excuse me that my allergies and stuff, I cannot speak today. I'm like, I apologize. This is Patty Peaceful.
And Pink. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. I am just beyond humbled by all of the downloads and listens that we are getting. Last we checked, I just, wow, so want to thank India. I mean, my goodness,
yes.
India, yes. Mad props. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, because that anybody that knows me knows that I've been saying, hey, I want to go to India. I want to go to Tibet. I want to travel. And so as of today, we have the United States that we're getting about 63% of our listeners and downloads. Mad props to China. Hey,
yes.
Thank you, China, at 22%.
Yes, that is
like,
amazing. Like,
I'm just grinning. I'm cheesing right now. Oh, my goodness. So humbled. And this is our, seventh episode? And
Sixth
episode. And, again, it's just Pink and I, and whoever wants to ever, you know, call in. That phone number is 515-605-9823, and you can listen from your cellular device. You can also listen if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Patty Peaceful, and also we try to do some live feeds and stuff on our social media, Facebook, so that people can actually see our genuine self. And hey, everybody, as you watch us live and possibly maybe at a later time, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I've been doing some really cool stuff. I've been doing the mindset, the life coach, six-figure life coach workshop system with Rob Dial. And I'm telling you what, I realized, everybody, I am a life coach. Yes, Patty Peaceful is a life coach. I've been doing it all along, not realizing that that's what I was doing. And after getting on this podcast and working through a lot of my personal fears, my obstacles, things that I go through, and I just want to be my true, authentic self. And it's starting to show. I mean, we got Canada at almost 2%. India, the same thing. Germany, wow. So I have nothing but
all edges of the world.
All edges. And this changes daily as we're getting out there and stuff. I mean, I'm just so humbled. We sat here and looked and
so thankful for somebody else here and what we have to say.
Yeah, and so I appreciate it, and hopefully we're getting people that are coming back each week, but if we're not, that's okay. You maybe listen to us for 5-10 minutes, and maybe it hit home or what have you. We've had 227 downloads. It's wow.
Utterly amazing.
Wow, I am so humbled by that.
For 5 episodes.
Yeah.
It's great, like,
very humbling. So
better than we thought would happen.
Exactly. So, again, I want to thank each and every one of you that this has touched, helped. Maybe you're sharing this information with others. You know, we want to hear from you. Also, we have on Facebook, we have our Peace Time with Patty Peaceful in Pink. It's our blog, you know, our blog talk Facebook. So, you know, we try to put, you know, like little inspirational things, and we
at
want
least
to hear
one a day.
Yes, yes. So we want to hear from you. We want, what is it that you want from us? You know, what is the nugget? What can we research? You know, let's do this together. So
if there's something y'all want to know, we'll learn it.
I'll learn it.
We have no problem researching.
Like Susie says, she wants to be learned. Oh, Susie, I'm going to alert her. So come on, let's all learn together. But so, like I said, this is just a random hour, random talk, just people, you know, getting together, brainstorming different ideas. I mean, yeah. So with that being said, Misty, how have you been doing this week? What are some of your maybe obstacles? Because I know right now I've been having so many people calling me, reaching out to me, and it's all because of this Mercury retrograde. And I'm telling you what, folks, hold on. It is okay. You are okay. We are okay. We will get through this together. I think we have till like October 10th. So just hold on, folks. I promise you. Okay. So what are some of the things you have encountered this week?
Oh, it is all over the place. Everything's all over the place. Everything's up in the air. Kids, husband.
And how have you been navigating through some of your...
Absolutely horribly. No.
No. That's the first thing you want to say. I don't want to say... Well, you know what? Everything I do, and I poop out unicorns and rainbows. I'm sorry.
That's not the real world.
No.
Not at all.
No. In Teddy Peaceful world, in my bubble, that's how I want it to be. And some of you will point that out when I tend to act human, if you will, and try to vocalize. But I'm actually learning how to... Learn my even vibration. What? That even
we're all feel. Human. We say things and take things the wrong way, and it's gonna happen. And you're gonna be ugly and
happy. Yeah, and I mean, if we sat like for myself, and I was at the gas station this morning, and I was talking to one of the attendants over there. Her name's Heather. And we got to talking, and for some reason we, like, just got on this thing about, like, signs or something. She's like, I'm a very, very sensitive person. And I was like, really? I said, well, I am too. And I said, I'm Pisces, so therefore a lot of times I take things, like, to the soul, like, to my core. If you don't like me or... the old Patty and stuff like that, if you didn't like me, man, I'd be like, blah, at you and come out for the attack. But now that I love myself, I'm comfortable with myself, I'm happy with being with myself, when somebody does something, man, that hurts my feelings. And I will cry over anything.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking
about
that.
And be like, you're just dumb. You're crying for no reason. It's reason to me, but it's dumb.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Why?
Because it's toxic cleansing for your soul. Anytime. I always tell people, it's what heals us.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite sayings, it's a sign and healing.
Just think about that, because you're releasing those emotions. You're putting it out to the universe, like, why? Oh, you know, like. Sometimes
exactly. You're putting it out there, not keeping it in.
That's right. And that also goes to, like, manifestation.
Yeah.
You know, I've shared, or maybe I haven't shared here on, you know, the show, but, you know, I started manifesting last year. And when I decided to do my manifestation, you know, a lot of us think manifestation, like start manifesting like a whole bunch of things at one time. Oh, no.
It don't work like that.
Work on one thing.
You put all, try to do all, you get nothing.
Yes. So those, if you're listening or you happen to listen or watch the live, and sometimes I'm looking down here, I don't know where to look. Am I looking at the computer now? Are y'all seeing me? If I look this way, are they seeing me?
Yes. Yeah. No, you're looking out.
He's looking out the window. So, listen, for real. So, manifestation, how it works for me and how I understand it. And we all have our different practices and how we do it. But I would always manifest all kinds of things at one time. I'd be like, okay, I want a new job. I want more money. I want. No. What do you need? Or what are some of your goals or desires, you know? Okay, so I started last year, and I can go to one of my notebooks, and I can see where I put in there, I will be gifted or be able to afford 1 acre to 5 acres. And it will have a pond or a river. What I did is I actually wrote that out in my manifestation. I could smell the water. I could see the trees. I kept seeing water, lake, pond, not river. What ends up happening? Let's fast forward like 8 months. I have somebody, and I don't boast or any name, so it is a very, very dear friend, somebody that decided to reach out to me when they seen how I was transforming my life and how could I help them.
Yeah.
What could I do to assist them in living the best life that they could possibly live? And I said, well, you know what? I've had a lot of people helping me out and giving me some of the tools. So if you're willing to walk with me and if we're willing to learn from each other and we're willing to see that each one of our perspectives, it could be right, but we just need it fine-tuned and we need somebody else to help and help us navigate through that. Well, that precious soul is doing amazing today, and that's 8 months of working with her. So I'm telling y'all, like, life coaches and people that are there to hold you accountable and help you as you embark on your new lives and stuff, I'm telling you what, I didn't believe it, and I didn't realize I am a life coach. I'm a spiritual life coach. I'm a life coach. I can help you with a hiking coach. I am a coach, and I claim it. And because she believed in me, and I helped her through, and I still am, and we're helping each other, this was her gift to me. I mean, you can't even. And that's through
amazing
manifestation and just trying to be a decent human being. And see, that's one of the things that pisses me off. And, yeah, if you don't like, sometimes I can be very loving, and I am always very loving, but my voice will go when I get very passionate.
Yeah.
So don't mistake it. This hadn't been rude. No. Sometimes I get so compassionate that I just need to keep compassionate, but keep my level at this. So I'm learning. I'm a work in progress.
Everybody's a learning process.
Never perfection. See, look at this. Never perfect. Look at this. Like, bam. Never perfection. I am a mess today. Oh, well. I'm a hot mess. I'm enjoying my life. I love me. I love everybody. I love Misty.
I love Patty.
You just love me. Okay, so Isaac, my dear buddy Isaac, I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart because if you've not seen the Mary Magdalene movie, have you seen the one from 2016? Missing. I do not care, people, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in God, you know, that is your belief. I believe in so much because that's why, like, we have people listening in from India. Why? I love Hinduism. I love Buddhism. I get so much information from everybody. So back to it, Mary Magdalene. Wow. You watch the whole entire, you're watching this movie, and I was like, okay. And my mom had said, and it was kind of crazy because right about the time she said it, the message came through that I was supposed to receive. And she said, why do you think Isaac had you watch this movie? I said, because there's a message that I'm supposed to receive. Ooh, geez, I want to get all emotional because it's just wow. You know, a lot of people thought Mary Magdalene, and again, the Bible is a story, in my opinion, people,
in my opinion,
The Bible is a story written by men. It is a beautiful story. And it is to be interpreted how each one of us want to interpret it. Not how you want to, and you're not going to force yours on me, and that's because I have looked at the Quran. I've looked at so many different things that when I'm navigating through my life of the flowing river, like how Buddha and the yoga teach us, like, life is a constant flow.
Yeah.
You know, and it is, oh, I don't even know where I'm going. Okay, so, Mary Magdalene, Isaac. Mary Magdalene, you know, in the Bible, I was always taught she was a whore. She was a whore. Okay, well, after watching this movie, and then the Pope had came out and said, well, no, she was an equal. But then, always in the back of my mind growing up, I always thought, well, Mary Magdalene, why do I feel like she is an equal? Like, she is, like, the male version of Jesus.
We're not getting into this conversation.
Because,
no, considered a whore
because she loved Jesus. And those men.
Well, because when the Bible was published, women were beneath men.
Exactly. And because Jesus made her an equal and said, you are my hand, got all pissy. Okay? We just don't say it like it is. They got mad. They got butt hurt. I'm sorry, you men. Sometimes us women can rise to an occasion, okay, whatever. But at the very end of this movie, it had one of the most beautiful messages. And I'm sorry, y'all. It was just so beautiful because she looked at him, at Peter, and said, are you going to carry this? I'm sorry, y'all. That anger and rage in your heart for the rest of your life. And people, that's what we're doing right now. Look at this world. What are we doing to each other? And I told y'all, I don't prescript this stuff, and I don't know why. There's somebody listening or going to listen. Not all of us are of hate. Okay? There's a lot of us that just love. And this racism, it has to stop. I have friends of all different colors that are scared to leave their homes sometimes. Why are we doing this? Why are we allowing to fear? And I told them, I can't understand that because that used to be me, but the new me. I love so unconditional, and I try to see the good in every human, but like, there's some people that just are failing us, and shame. Yes, I'm clapping at you. Shame. Shame on us. Shame. And I apologize from the bottom of my soul for some of these ignorant individuals that are missing out on the fruits and the beauty of all kinds. Oh, yeah, I knew I was going to get emotional because it's open topic and... Yeah,
everywhere.
That's why I try to stay on topic each week, because when I don't, I'll get on. But it is, like, people, stop it. We need to start more love. More love. I'm learning that sometimes my butt or whatever overrides everything. But I'm telling you.
That's when you love people from a distance.
Yeah, oh, those people, I already know. I love you way. You see? Love you from way over. Like how they say it, way over yonder way.
Because that hate makes you sick.
Yeah, and so, like, some of these people that I'm meeting and I'm encountering in other people's hate is causing them to hold back from the fruits of what they can be benefiting from right now. I mean, like, literally the fruits. And because they're scared And I'm telling you, people, there's not all of us are like super, super bad people because we're white or because we're black or because we're, you know, whatever walk of life we are.
Everybody's just trying to get through it.
Yeah, so let's.
Like, I've seen a post on Facebook that says, you never know what somebody else is going through. We're all just walking each other home.
Yeah, wow. How powerful is that?
And it's true, whether you're passing by somebody or, you know, everybody's going somewhere.
Yeah, and maybe, like, this person looks like they have their shit together.
And they probably don't.
Like, some people think, I got it all.
She a hot mess. She don't even match today.
I'm a hot mess. What do you mean I match? These colors. Okay. Whoever's watching, like, look, this stuff matches.
It's like maroon purple, y'all.
Look.
Like,
come on.
Hot purple, maroon.
Look, who cares?
And look at her hair. Look at her.
Oh,
crazy lady.
Who cares? I'm a hot mess and I'm loving it. And you know what? I don't care.
I don't either.
Because inside is what matters. See, she just, and that was a lesson right there. Like, who cares what I look like on the outside? I might look like a hot mess on the outside. I might look like on the outside. She ain't got her stuff together. But guess what? On the inside, guess what? I love me. I love me some Patty. I wake up cheesing and I go to bed cheesing. I'm in love with myself for once in my life. I love who I'm becoming.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Like, I just want, like, and that's when I started doing those, like, let it go. Let that shit go. Let it go. Let it go. Let that shit go. And I was doing that for myself. And then my girl, Jazzy, she was, like, having a bad day, so I did her a video, and then I was like, well, you know what? I need to do that for some people.
And for yourself.
And for myself, because there are certain things that I'm still learning to let go. Yeah, from anything and everything. As, you know,
as you go along in your journey, it brings it stuff you don't even realize.
Yeah, going in sideways, sister, with the door and flinging you right open. It brings up stuff you don't even realize resonates still deep down inside
that
people.
That still matters to you that shouldn't have a place.
Yeah. But
hey, let it go is a good thing to you. Everything you learn, you know, let it go. It doesn't benefit me today.
Nope. Because if I didn't like something I did yesterday or if I didn't like something I said, I've woke up, I've got a redo.
Yep.
I got a redo to do Patty better. I don't have to worry about who, you know, now if I hurt somebody or offended somebody, well, now I definitely will make an amends right away. And now if they don't accept it, not my problem. No, can't do nothing about that. I can't make people, you know, accept. Because I'm still learning. We're all learning together.
Together.
Because life is learning.
How many people we got on our live? Anybody?
I don't know.
I don't know if it won't pop up. Hello, April Howard. How are you doing? Comment if you see other comments. I don't know how this whole live thing.
I don't either.
Whose live are we on?
We're supposed to both be tagging it. So.
Is this a blog talk one?
No.
Oh, our personal?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, hey, we really want to hear from you. So, like, on the live feed, go ahead and ask us a question. Or if you have something that's burning on your heart and soul, like, just ask, and I promise you we'll do our best to answer it, you know, by our experience, strength, and hope. And then that's all I'm doing. All I'm doing is sharing my journey, my walk. We want to hear from you. I want to know that we're all, you know, we're in this together, people.
We don't always have great days. We have bad days, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm human. But I'm really super learning how to become, like, a better human being for, you know, for myself foremost, but for all those that are around me. You know, that's all you can do. Each and every day, just try to be a better human being. So I'm sorry if I paused here for a second. I was just looking to see, make sure there was no messages that anybody last minute needed to get the link. And if you're watching the news feed, if you go to those links that I share in the video, and then I believe Pink will share on the Blog Talk and stuff like that, if you go in here to Blog Talk Radio and you sign up for an account,
a free account
at that, it just, I think it just takes like a minute or two.
Yeah,
if that, sign up for that. They're going to give you a notification via your email or however, I don't know
it's
how you
email.
Email.
An
hour before the show, but there's also a lot more shows on there as well. There's more blog, you know, more podcasts and like very good information.
All different kind of topics. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, you scroll through there and there's just about anything you can want to hear about.
Right. And then if you don't want to call in and talk to us, actually here on the Blog Talk Radio, I can chat with you. You know, hopefully my brother Brian, brother B, or something like that will, you know, be able to get on here. All our schedules here lately, everybody, we're just been so busy. And, I mean, the whole world has been busy and, you know, all this pandemic and all of that. Like, oh, my goodness. It gets a little overwhelming to me, too. How is everybody bearing? You know, I just actually lost one of my aunts. She was just totally, totally loved her so much, Aunt Denise. And she caught COVID and never came home. And then I found out there's a guy here in LJ, he got COVID, and he was healthy, the guy from Mucho's. I can't think of his name, dadgummit, but a really super guy. I've known him for a long time. He had got COVID and passed away too. So I'm wondering, I mean, when we're keeping our vibrations high, we're alkalining our body and all that, is that also helping, you know, to not get sick? Because ever since I decided to start, like, changing my whole lifestyle, I really have, knock on wood, I've really not gotten sick. So, you know, maybe some of it we could start, like, drinking a
minute. Really good control.
Yeah, like anybody that knows me knows I have lupus and some other things, but I don't claim it. And I guess that's the thing. I refuse to claim it. Yeah, like my mom's saying, get the shot. I mean, it's your opinion. You know, it's your life, but, you know, think about it for a minute. Really super think about it. You know, like people had brought some, some good data, some good facts. And, you know, if it wasn't for my mom and my stepdad, you know, they got the polio vaccine. They got the measles vaccine. Like, people don't get that shit no more. Just think about the chicken pox. All that stuff. If you really, really super think about it. And we're not going to get on this whole, like, get the shot, don't get the shot. But I'm just saying it. I'm putting it out there. You know, some of us have chosen, some of us have not chosen. I don't want people to say you've gotten the shot. It's nobody's business. That is some private information that you need to keep, you know. And so what the hell are you afraid of? You're going to run and take the medicine from the doctors if you get the COVID. Right, exactly. And so what medicine are they giving us? They're probably giving us a dose of the vaccine. Think about it. How many people are going to the doctors and you're getting steroids? You're getting, and Mom, you made a good point about that. That is great. Because think about that. You know, it's your right. Well, why did we get so, all right, we ain't going to get on this shot thing. I don't want to because I'm really not educated enough to really have any backing and all that crap, but. Yeah, we won't do all that right now. But for real, I lost my aunt. So all of my beautiful people and friends from all over, you know, please keep my family, especially my nephews, in your thoughts, your prayers, your meditation, anything and everything while they're going through this very difficult time, and others that are going through these difficult times, just not from the loss of COVID, you know, the loss of an abusive relationship, the loss of, you know, just you feel like you have nothing else to do and you feel like you're helpless and alone. People, you're not alone. You're not alone. There are so many
people. There's always somebody to talk to.
Yes. And I'm always telling you, I'm so...
Reach out to either one of us. Like.
Yeah. If you're being a decent human being, though, I am going to set healthy boundaries now, folks.
Yeah.
Healthy boundaries. Okay. I'm a very loving, compassionate person, okay? But I have boundaries. Please don't inbox me and tell me how beautiful, how sexy, all of that stuff, how you... Please don't. I know my worth, and thank you. I'm very flattered and humbled by that, but I'm good, okay? I'm on a spiritual journey that a lot of people cannot understand or even comprehend right now. You cannot comprehend. So with that being said, I forget where I was going with, oh, depression. I suffer from, and I feel like I need to share this. This is why this is random hour. It's random hour.
Whatever pops in her head.
Whatever pops in my head or whatever anybody else. No pictures, please. No, Mom, I would never do that. Yeah, no, we're not going to put you on no ventilator, woman. No, you too tough. But depression, that is a very serious thing, people. Do not tell somebody, get over it and suck it up and quit acting like that. Depression is a real thing. Anybody watching in, I don't know, maybe we just have one watcher, and maybe one of
your mom's just watching.
And just maybe my mama. Hey, Mom. Be honest. If you've ever suffered from, and you don't have to put it out on social media or anything like that, but, like, for real, real. If you've ever suffered from depression and you felt like you're all alone and you had nowhere to turn, right? But you had one person reach out to you, or you watched, or you listened to something. Did that change your life? Did that person impact you? And if so, how so? Okay? So think about that. That one person, that one time that you felt at your lowest. Okay? Remember that. So now maybe you're going through something again. Maybe it's not always, you know, like I tell people, and I've gotten a lot better since I've found who I am and all that. I've not dealt with that depression since this whole thing with Michael and I. So I've been happy. I've been upbeat. People are like, you're in denial. I'm like, no, I am. Woohoo! I'm living my life. Yeah, I got a mosquito bite on my ankle, I'm itching, okay? I'm itching today. Yeah, I don't want to fall asleep in here. But, you know, why do you not reach out to that person? Or why don't you find somebody that you feel like you can relate to and they can be there for you? There's a lot of us that, you know,
will listen.
You know, as I get busier and stuff like that, I will not be able to be as like, hey, here I am, right, Johnny on the spot. No, I'm going to have to start, like I keep telling, organizing the brain. So, and follow me on Instagram, Patty Peaceful, because this evening I'm going to be announcing something awesome. So just follow me on there. Like I said, been doing the whole course with Mr. Rob Dial, and I'll tell y'all what. That's amazing. My mind is blown. And we'll go. That'll be my next ramble on. But the depression thing, like, I don't know. Missy, have you ever suffered from any depression?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like, cause some people are like, oh, I don't mind. You know, I just get sad. But, I mean,
well,
define your depression. What is depression to you?
It is that sadness, you know, like that empty feeling is depression. That sadness is depression, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody has experienced a little something from it. Because when you suffer loss, even for a moment, that sadness is a form of depression.
Maybe a little bit better. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I never knew what depression was until, oh my gosh, until I had a trauma in my life. I had no idea. Like, when people would say, oh, I'm depressed, I'm down, I want to kill myself, I was like, how could you do that? Like, are human, yeah. Like, how could you do that? Like, what the fudge? Get over it. Like, life is better. There's more out there. Come on now. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day. Ever. Where I was going to kill myself over a freaking man. Yeah. Oh, Patty Peaceful, yes, oh, yes. I was going to kill myself over a man. Oh, yes, I was. I had it planned. I was there about to do it. Looked down, ready to jump, looked up to the sky, and I said, if you show me a sign. You don't ever ask to be shown a sign. That was before I, knew that there was more out there. I mean, I've always known that there's more out there, but that was before I really, really started on my spiritual journey. And then, I mean, like, this was, like, literally about 4 years ago that this happened, 3 years ago. And I just said, show me a sign. And that sign was my granddaughter and my daughter pulling up and hearing the voice of my granddaughter go, Gigi. By God, I looked up, and there was a hand of a cloud reached out, and I ran back. Got in my hammock over the creek and just decompressed and was like, you about did that. Like, wow, and I'm even, my heart is pumped, you know, and I'm sharing this to let people know, like, I was in a dark place 3 years ago, and I've been in a dark place for 3 years. But once I realized and started realizing, guess what, bitch? And I'm sorry, Facebook, if you ban me, then ban me. I don't care. Whatever. But I realized, girlfriend, it's not all about them. It is about you. It is you. It is you. It is you. I had to keep telling myself that. I had gained so much weight. Like, everybody's like, oh, why are you so thin now? Well, one, I have health issues, but they're really good. But I have women in my life that are food devils and keep trying to feed me meat sometimes, and I can't eat meat. Blah, blah, blah. But,
food,
you know,
devil.
Food devils.
Food devils.
Food devils. But mama. Yeah, mama. You made what? She sent me a text and says, guess what I'm making? Black-eyed peas and cornbread. I was like, woohoo! So, yeah, that day, I mean, it changed. And I still don't. And I didn't hold it in. I told people. My mom and I drove to Macon that the next day. And I went to talk to my aunt, not the one that just passed away, but my mom's aunt. And she told me, she's like, if I have to come back up to LJ for your funeral, I promise you this, I'm going to kick your ass. And she was just instead of telling me, oh, well, you have every right to feel the way you do because, you know, he's cheated on you or la, 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 la. No, no, no. I shouldn't behave so recklessly because I didn't have those tools. Yes, people, stuff like this, you're going to have situations that are going to hurt, and they're going to hurt to your core. It's going to hurt your soul. But understand, we can get through this together. I'm not just saying myself in pink. And I'll be there for you. She'll be there for you.
It's a bad day, not a bad month.
Yes. It's a bad minute. It's a bad second. A lot of times when I used to get like that, and sometimes I was just sick as a dog last week. So sick last Saturday. And, you know, that thought, 2 seconds. I was in that bathtub, and for 2 seconds, I mean, I was crying out and screaming. The pain was so agonizing in my, I wished for death. And I thought for 2 seconds, I could just drown myself and be gone. I was like, that's the rest. Where did that come from? No. So it's a continuous journey. You got to tell yourself, no, delete, delete, delete. No, delete that.
You're healing.
Yeah, we're all healing. I tell you what, the ones I'd rather follow, and this is something like Rob Dial and Dean has said, and again, I'm like so grateful to be in that workshop. I really am. But
whatever.
Yeah. Well, anybody could have, I mean, I guess, and oh gosh, I applied. Yesterday, he put it out there in the, you know, private group and stuff, the workshop, but hey, if you go online to badasscoaches.com, he said you can fill it out and you possibly could be one of so many people that actually one of his team members are going to call and kind of coach you through. It's not going to help, like, critique your whole job and your whole curriculum, but it's going to get you like, okay, what are some of your goals over the next 6 months, over the next year, what are you wanting to do, you know, and then they're going to try to help you now get your mind organized. I'm so excited. So I'm putting it out there that I'm one of them because I have a goal.
But she'll be a life coach, huh?
See, look, I am a life coach, so if you sit and listen to this all the way to
paid,
okay, paid. I'm going to say it again. Paid life coach. I am. Claim it, people. Claim it. I claimed my property. Got it. Claiming this now. Something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time. And it can happen.
It will.
Yeah. Oh, I know. There ain't no sure thing. It better. The only one I'd have to, what you knowing about, woman? You ain't the food devil. So I guess we're not going to get any callers, but that's fine. I totally understand. Like, a lot of people are, this is the time of day where you're probably driving in your car. And, again, you can listen on your phone or, you know, what have you. Or, you know, a lot of people are going to listen to this after they've gotten the kids to bed. And then you can fast forward through bits and pieces or re-listen to it. So, and that's what I do with a lot of the different podcasts I listen to because I totally love podcasts. I mean, I don't know what my life was before that. Like me and one of my friends, he and I were speaking yesterday, and like, what is a TD? Like, I can't tell you the last time I have literally sat down and watched something on the TV other than Mary Magdalene. For real. Yes, unfortunately, I'm a lot on social media because social media is pretty much our real life being put out there. But I'm also on my YouTube, I'm on my Spotify, I'm on all of those platforms learning, absorbing, learning. Yeah, well, you'd be all right. Yep, Mom says she's the food devil. She's getting better. It'll be all right, Mom. Sorry, y'all, if you see me, I'm itching my back. She's got ants. I got ants. I don't know what's up. I'm moving so much because I'm tired. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I am tired
It's been a long week. I'm going to stop real busy.
Yeah, we're all busy. But that's okay.
Sometimes you got to do that. And then you got to crash for your energy to
reboot.
Reboot. So that's what I'm doing. I've been out sharing that love. One love. That's why I love my tattoo. But, Kevin, we're going to have to do love a little bit better. It's kind of...
That's a bad thing with hands.
Yeah, I have my hands, but the one love, but it still shows, like, when you're up on it, it's one, but one love, people. That's what we need to be spreading. One love. What is something we could do tomorrow that we hadn't done today? What's something that... Because I've been, like, kind of cut off. Oh, well, this morning, I'm always talking to people. But I can't go in anywhere without people. Hey, Patty, hey. And I, y'all, I'm so sorry for those here in Ellijay. You know, I have my shop right across from Ace Hardware. Here at 290 Stop and see me. Stop and see me while supplies last. Oh, my gosh, I about made him choke.
Everywhere.
Stop and see me before the people are lined out the door.
Won't be able to get in.
And you won't be able to get in.
Not that big of a show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's small, but it's my kind of small. But and see, there we go. I just so got sidetracked.
That's
what we need to
decide what to talk about.
But there was a lot of different things I really super wanted to talk about, but there wasn't nothing, like, really, really burning. Like, I felt like we needed to get out or anything like that. I just, like, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fabulous. I am doing A-okay. Patty? Yes, I'm speaking in the third term.
Yes, my dear.
She's doing great. So we're checking in here.
He's doing great.
Yeah, a.k.a. Pink. But, yeah, we're doing great because one thing is we're living the best life that we can possibly live for today, for now, for myself.
Can't change what's already happened.
That's right. Use those. That's what I keep telling everybody. Use those as the stepping stones for making you a better tomorrow. What is it that you can learn from yesterday that you can bring into this, into today to make it? Something like Rob and Dean were talking about, and I could hack it all apart because I'm tired and it's okay, but like right now, all right, if you're on your spiritual journey, okay, and you're looking for enlightenment and all that, what would you go and tell yourself five years ago? What would you tell Misty 5 years ago? If you could, would you change anything? Would you?
Yes.
Okay. What did you change? Okay, go ahead.
But the thing about that is, if I go back and change that, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
So, no, I wouldn't change anything because this is where I'm meant to be.
Exactly. And see, I wouldn't. If you look at me 5 years ago from today, a girl met a boy that ended up being her best friend. And you know what? I wouldn't change a dang thing. I wouldn't. But I...
For all those go through what we go through. It's meant for you. What you go through is meant for you. What I go through is meant for me. What
right.
Mom goes through is meant for her.
That's right.
Like,
but you know what? Now, Patty, 5 years now, right in this time and frame and point in my life, what can I do when I see somebody, Patty, 5 years ago? Do you step in? And you say, hey, here, my friend, this is my gift to you. Here are some tools that I want to hand to you so that while you're going through your journey, these are some of the F-ups.
Yep, these are some of the things that I totally, royally fucked up. And here's how I can help you navigate through this stuff. You know, because I'm learning a lot of this stuff on my own, my whole spiritual, the metaphysical, all that stuff. I'm looking and seeking the people that are 5 years and more advanced that are still learning. I don't want to learn under the guru because I'm learning as you, as people are like, oh, I've mastered this, I've mastered that. When you claim that you've mastered something, that's the end of your destination. That's the end. I never, ever want to ever think that I've mastered anything, because that's the day my journey ends, folks. That's the day my last breath. And I hope as my last breath that some of the little nuggets and just being me and just trying to touch and love humanity in such a way, like love, 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 love. Even though I want to choke people out sometimes, I'm like, it's because I'm allowing it. Teddy's allowing my vibration to go down to a vibration that I no longer vibrate at, people. And that's when we get the chaos. But I continue to learn. So if I can pass this, when I take my last breath, I hope that's not the end. I hope that my legacy to my children, to my grandchildren, to my friends, to whomever continues on. And I take a lot of people know I got a big, huge Bob Marley tattooed right on my side. And that is a reminder. That pain, oh my God. Dude, if you don't have a tattoo, please do not get it over your kidney. I'm telling you what, you will physically vomit. I sat 3.5 hours for that big fucker. But it's a constant reminder of the pain that I had to endure to forever know that I have one love for humanity, that I don't see with my eyes, but I see with my heart because I feel the genuine soul. And that's what I'm gravitating to. And that's what I want in my life, is I want genuine conversations, just like the one I have with Heather over at the store this morning. Like, those were genuine. I don't want these random, like, hey, how you doing, you sexy thing? I'd like to take you out, or I'd like to, I mean, come on. Why are you single? You wonder why. Respect us. And women, if you're being like that, respect yourself. I can promise you, it's okay to be alone. Social media, when I said I'm solo at the brewery, just stopped in to see one of my friends, you know, playing on one of the evenings. And I put, yes, and I'm solo. And somebody said, quit being solo. Why would I quit being solo? Oh, I love being by myself. This is the first time in my life I've ever went out to restaurants by myself. Done stuff by myself. Oh. I got the door locked out there. Sorry, y'all. Misty's hubby has arrived, so I told her if you want to go unlock the door, you can. Because sometimes, even though the sun's closed, if they see vehicles, people are trying to get in, and sometimes it scares me, and I don't want y'all to hear my woo! Like a genuine woo! You got my 5 minutes. So we have 5 minutes, no callers. That's okay. Like I said, this is a time I didn't want to do it too late. I didn't want to do it too early in the afternoon. So this is a time everybody's getting their kids in, you know, baths and food, getting home from offices, doing the last minute stuff. So much understood. Again, we're just so humbled by the response.
Yeah. Somebody actually wants to hear us talk before this.
Yeah. Because sometimes my head rattles so much. I'm sure a lot of my people around me are just like, shut up, please. But I feel like I have a message that needs to be given.
We do.
You know? But for real, real, if y'all have not seen that Mary Magdalene movie, it's in 2016, like, definitely, please go watch it. Because it's a really good movie. I liked it. Doesn't mean you're going to like it. But the message at the ending even though I knew he was out there and he just went to go sit down, scared the living crap out of me. Like, literally, I thought I could have just pissed my teeth. Ha, ha, ha. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, the message at the end of that movie, and Mom in there, if she's watching, can tell you, oh, my gosh. It's on Netflix. Very good. Is that AJ?
Yeah.
He should have came in here. AJ was on one of my very, very, very first podcasts back in 2013 when I was on Barefoot is Legal, which is right on here on Freedomizer Radio, a.k.a. Blog Talk. What does she say? I am. But, yeah, I got to remember what I'm talking about and stuff.
I guess she is on here.
Yeah, okay, you are on here. Woo-hoo. To our next week, you know, stop and reflect on some of the things, you know, that you've been manifesting about. And let's narrow it down to, like, one thing. Journal it. Speak it. Write it. Live it. I do this one manifestation little exercise that I'll do a lot. And what it is you take 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And you can listen to some music. You can hum, whatever. And see, I will literally sit there. And you make sure you don't have your kids. You're not driving a vehicle. Nothing like that. Okay,
it's
people? Don't drive. And when I do my ones in my car, I am stopped. Or I'm kindly rolling up my driveway there. And I'm not going to be doing that anymore because I don't want anybody to say, well, you're not. No, I'm not. Okay? So I'll just sit there and I'll be like, you're going to take about 5 breaths in as you let them out. Okay? And as you're breathing those in, think of something that brings you a very happy thought. Okay, a very happy thought. It could be your first day of school, your first kiss, your child, whatever. Do that. Do that for about a minute. Do 5 breaths in and out. And just be breathing it in. Love, peace, happiness. Something that's made you happy. Okay, visualize it. Okay, visualization. You don't have to see in color, black and white, or gray, fuzzy. Look at that manifestation. What is it you want? Okay. I got 90 seconds. So visualize that. So if you want a new home or a better job or more money or whatever, visualize what you want. I visualized my property, right? I'm visualizing I'm going to be one damn good life coach, okay? And guess what? If you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to be putting something out there, welcome, telling everybody, I'm a life coach now, and if you message me, you are going to get 1 month free. Your first month, yes, you're going to get your first month free with me. You're going to get 4 sessions, 1 session a week, a 45-minute call, one-on-one, our time only, okay? And then you'll be able to contact me throughout the week by text or email. With just some stuff. I'm going to send you some questions the night before. Check it out. We love you very much. I hope everybody has a great evening, a great rest of your week. Hit us up on social media and let us know what you want us to talk about. Are we helping you? Is this a waste of our time? It's not of mine because it's helping me. So as you go through the day, bye-bye. Be good. Love. And I hope you make all your dream life. Love, 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 love.